from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest. Each week, we explore Northern California's science and environment. It's often said dogs and their owners resemble each other. Now, researchers at UC San Francisco are looking for those connections on a whole new level. They're searching for the genes that cause common psychiatric problems in humans by looking at the DNA of dogs, Lauren Summer reports. Nearly 2,000 dogs are here at the Golden Gate Kennel Club Dog Show in San Francisco, breeds of every shape and size.
And the novice junior class and their number 10.
Thousands of spectators have come to admire their favorites. But Melanie Chang of UCSF is here for a different reason.
We like to collect blood. We're here to suck blood from their dogs.
Chang is part of the Canine Behavioral Genetics Project, run by UCSF and the University of Pennsylvania. Researchers are collecting thousands of DNA samples in search of the genes that cause common psychiatric disorders in humans. But they're using dog DNA to find them.
Okay, so we're just going to try to take a blood sample. So if you could just stand behind the dog so she doesn't back off the table, and I'll hold her.
Chang and her team draw a small sample from Sophie, an Australian Shepherd. Her owner, Melissa Rubel, is filling out a behavioral survey to go with the sample.
Well, the great thing about domesticated dogs, particularly purebred dogs, is that they're really inbred. So that makes dog gene pools much more amenable to genetic study.
Chang and her colleagues are taking advantage of what may be the world's largest unintentional genetic experiment. No one quite agrees on when dogs were first domesticated from wolves, maybe 10,000 years ago. But soon thereafter, humans began breeding dogs for specific jobs. Even this dog.
This is Misty. She is a Yorkshire Terrier.
Georgina Miller is sitting with her Yorkie, a tiny dog with long fur and a red bow on her head.
This little dog was actually bred to hunt and kill in the mills of Yorkshire. They still do it today. I've got one of them that his kill ratio at the moment is 4 rats and about 23 mice.
Dog breeding really took off 150 years ago. Kennel clubs in Victorian England began holding competitive dog shows where canines are judged based on their appearance.
My name is Cynthia Cool. My kennel name is Cool Pugs.
When Cool shows her pug today, he'll be judged on what's known as the breed standard.
The judges are looking for a beautiful head. The head is 40% of the judging. Coat color, coat conditioning.
To qualify, breeders like Cool must breed only registered purebreds. And that means the dogs come from a limited gene pool.
I look at the bloodlines. I try to pick dogs that are related, but not too closely related. You know, you're trying to keep in your bloodlines.
This pattern of breeding has led to a number of genetic disorders in purebred dogs. Some Dalmatians are born deaf. Other breeds, like German Shepherds and Retrievers, develop hip problems. But for Chang and her team, closed gene pools are actually an advantage. Back at their UCSF lab, Chang points to a chart showing the lineage of a group of dogs.
So what we're looking at here in the Australian Shepherd pedigree is a family tree of about 85 dogs.
Some of the dogs have a disorder known as noise phobia.
What these dogs with noise phobia experience is basically panic when they hear certain noises, like thunder, gunshots, fireworks, that type of thing.
Using this family tree, Chang is trying to track the genetic variations that may be associated with the disorder. Because the dogs within a breed are so genetically similar, it's much easier to isolate genetic differences than it would be with human DNA. But that doesn't mean humans won't benefit.
Well, one hope is that if we discover genetic variation that influences anxiety in dogs, that we can look at those same exact genes in humans.
Steve Hamilton is a co-leader of the project and a psychiatrist. For him, dogs are a model organism for studying human behavior because they're genetically similar and are social, like us.
What we're interested in are the extremes of anxiety. This is where it starts to interfere with functioning. In humans, if you're too fearful to leave your house or if you're too fearful to get in a plane or cross over a bridge, this impairs your life.
Hamilton is trying to understand how DNA affects human behavioral disorders.
That will either allow us to come up with predictive tests about who may be at risk, which will allow early intervention. But it will also inform our thinking about the biology of these disorders.
In understanding the biology, researchers hope to develop medications that are even more tailored for specific problems. But Melanie Chang sees outcomes that are closer to her heart.
Well, I'm kind of a dog person.
Chang hopes problematic canines will benefit from their research the same way humans could.
For owners who are kind of desperate to find a solution for their dog, a medical solution is often a godsend.
The dog genetics study hopes to release results later this year. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED Radio News.
To see photos of the San Francisco Dog Show or to find out how to enroll your dog in this study, go to kqed.org/quest.